I just wanted you to fix me up.
No, I was gorgeous last night.
Where are the photos? Frontal photos, please.
I don't have any good ones.
Cottie sent me a photo of the back of her head, which was looked like a little doll head.
It was so good. It was so good. Do I have any photos? I mean, I do, but they're all, like, weird. I didn't take, like, it was, like, people taking
whatever,
photos of
just
me.
Take, just show me something.
You shut your mouth as I look for this.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just, like, disoriented. I just feel like everything is confusing. Do you
There's
have gray hair yet?
Gross, no.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do.
You do?
Yeah, but it's, like,
woven in.
Yeah. You can't really see it.
Oh, my God. You look so... Did you bring the weft?
I did. So let's talk about the weft.
Wait, hold on. You look so good. What are the shoes?
The shoes? So, okay, so I'm driving around on Saturday, and I'm like, I don't have any closed-toed shoes that aren't just so basic. I mean, I have really nice closed-toed, like, heels.
Yeah.
But they're just, like, the basic, you know, they're kind of summery.
Did you spray tan?
I just did a little lotion on my legs.
And face?
No, I did foundation that was darker.
Face looks nice. Okay.
So.
Is this the guy that always drives around in the car with you?
No, he's on the other side. The other.
This one?
He's hysterical. Doesn't he look like a tourist in that photo?
The bolo tie?
I know. The Prada bolo tie.
I'm obsessed with the Prada bolo tie.
Joey,
okay, you look
she's
incredible.
Talking about you.
Incredible.
Thanks.
Okay. What? Tell me about the shoes. That dress is so cute. You'll wear that again.
I love the dress.
Mm-hmm.
The shoes. So I was like, near the mall.
Oh, let's
like,
just tell everyone Cottie is in awards and a party throwing.
Party thrower. So we did a party last night.
For Disney.
Yeah.
And she did a big Emmys party last night.
Yeah.
And she crushed.
I crushed. And then I went to, so I was like, I'm just going to buy cheap, like piece of shit platform shoes. Black, basic.
From where?
I was like, I'm just walking into Macy's. And I walked into Macy's and those little ditties were out. And I was like,
what are they?
I don't know. Ink or something?
They look so cute. Were they comfortable?
They're so comfortable.
Really?
So cute. Got so
How
many
much?
Compliments. $90.
Stop it. You little devil. And you got the weft that you were talking about, the hair
Okay,
weft.
So this is...
Oh, I've decided to postpone my tape-ins. Cottie knows. I've decided to postpone my tape-ins for another month. My tape-in hair extensions, everyone. You can't wait to see these on me. Until like the end of February, maybe March, so I can go on spring break looking like a little mermaid angel woman.
Yeah, obviously. You just don't want to do a mid-January. And everyone's like, dry January.
And then I'm in hair jail.
So anyway.
Dry January has not been, like, the, it has not gone the
How
way
are you
I
doing?
Planned.
It's a tsunami for you. So anyway, my hair girl.
Tsunami January.
Tsunami. Was like, there's a girl at their salon, Casey Welch.
What salon is it?
Royal. In Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, of course. Yeah.
So she's like, she makes these wefts, one piece, like five or six clips, so easy to put in.
That's the thing.
She's like, you don't, because I have like.
One fucking weft.
One.
People.
Just boom. Look at that. Just one.
And
all
it
one.
Was 1K?
1K.
Look at her little signature on it. Does she also do hair?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know if this girl does. I'm sure she does.
Is that girl work at their salon?
Maybe.
Let me see.
I think so. But
is it,
I love
is
how
it
the
Russian
color,
hair?
How it's not like one color.
Is
you
it Russian
I mean?
Hair?
I have no idea. How do you
Wait,
find
did
out?
You ask for the root like this?
No, they only make certain colors.
Oh, and you picked?
This is Berlin Blonde 20 inch.
And you picked?
No, my colorist works out of that salon. So
she picked for you.
So my colorist is a guy.
What a beautiful
My stylist is a girl.
I want like a little skirt made out of this.
That's what you should do with your clip-ins.
A skirt, a hair skirt. It's gorgeous.
But it really is. I mean, she put it in and she just went like this, around my head, and it was like so tight, secure, and it was just.
And then
like,
you're not like
messing
oh, that
with
pulls
like,
or ah, let me undo it and clip it again.
So easy.
I wonder. It says the Casey Welch method, but is there more to this method, or this is the method?
I think that's the method.
Okay.
But it's just one. I think
one
it's supposed
weft.
To be like user friendly.
Wait, five or six clips?
Six.
Yeah.
Two in the center to really secure it.
Yeah, you don't need them up here, and you don't need to be dealing with little pinners down there.
She put it in, and
there.
I was like, oh my God, you can't feel
you
it.
You could have like slept in it?
100%. I thought about sleeping
in it. Have you tried to put it in yourself?
No.
Not yet. No, you just got it yesterday?
I got it yesterday.
Mazel tov.
No. Oh, I took a picture of it because I was going to bed last night. I should get closer. And I was like, ugh.
Should you sleep in it and come to the podcast with it?
A goddess. I was like, I should sleep in this. And
show me, you little wench.
I was like, it's just like so, it was so good. Look at that.
Wow.
It was so good.
And you couldn't see it. Was it above?
Couldn't see it.
Was it above where your hair was pulled up or below?
Below. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so long.
So it was like here?
I probably would have gone higher.
Where did it go?
It was right here. It was right here. So it had a layer going over it.
One layer.
But what was
But
nice,
it was below the pull-up.
It was below the pull-up. Yep. But what was nice about this is that I've never had extensions that are colored like this, that mm-hmm. have a root to it, so you could not see it. Mm-hmm. Like, my other extensions are, like, blonde.
Yeah, and if
and
you
so you clip it in, you could yeah. see, like, a blonde, like, chunk.
Yeah.
This blended beautifully.
My clip-ins from Rita have root, but she does it custom.
Yeah.
And then I have a ponytail that's kind of cool, which I never wear. It's all blonde, because why would you need a root on that? And then the tape-ins have no root. Wait, so I was dying yesterday. So that girl that was talking to you, that really tall girl?
Yes.
Cottie and I were somewhere yesterday, and this girl that like
somewhere, we were at LEK Fit.
Sees me. Yes, we were. We talk about it all the time. I can't. I actually have made really meaningful relationships through LEK
like
Fit.
A real mood booster, that class.
You were like the star.
I was on fire. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I go more than you just because my schedule isn't as – I have more flexibility day to day. With
You're like,
with,
I'm fitter.
With my – not even. At this point, I feel like Grandma Shark. and this girl, I've seen her a bunch, like way more than Cottie has, and she's never once talked to me. I'm fine with that. I don't need to talk to like everyone. And I went over and talked to Cottie, and the girl was just like gushing about – how funny Cottie was and how much she loves her podcast. And I'm like, wait, I'm also in the podcast? Am I not funny?
No, she knew who you were.
I knew, but I'm not the funny one, apparently.
You're the backbone of this. I'm your hype girl.
I might not be. I'm a jellyfish these days.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Why so sad?
I don't know. Everything seems hard right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, no shit.
I think I need new, different meds.
I took a nap today. I felt like a real piece of shit.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you
at
were...
At 8:45, I took a nap.
Oh, well, you were up probably till what, 2 a.m.?
I slept like a crocodile last night. I was like... It was like again? Finally the calm after the storm.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh my God, I'm done. I'm done.
Mazel tov.
I'm done.
That's
and then
really...
I laid in bed and I was like...
This has been a few months in the making.
Hell. Yeah.
And then, oh, and then, so what time did you get home from the...
Like 12:45.
Okay.
And do you know what happened when I got home?
What?
How shitty is this?
What?
No pun intended.
What?
You know the side door into our laundry room?
Yeah.
So if Mike and I are ever out late,
yeah,
we have a code on that door, so we go in through that door.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. So I go and open the door, and I'm like, I'm fucking home.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking home. And I'm like, what's that smell?
You stepped in poop?
I was like, did I step in shit? And I'm like, no, that's weird. So I'm like instantly in this like cloud of dog shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I look all around the carpet. I'm like, where is it coming from?
Yeah.
Apparently a dog shit right in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened it, it went under the door jamb and spread
no.
all across. And
no.
I was like,
no.
Are you
no.
fucking kidding? And I just looked at it and I'm like, how am I getting this up?
Ugh, at that hour.
I wiped it with a towel and threw away the towel.
Ugh, that is the worst.
It's the worst. I was just like, ugh, ugh.
I'm ready for, Bianca went to the vet today again, and it was like $1,000, and I'm like,
what
I'm
are
ready
you doing?
Ready for you to die.
Oh, Jesus. Why do you keep taking her to the vet?
Because they want to, they, you know, she's newly, and when I say newly, I mean as of the last few months, she's been on all these different heart medications.
Yeah.
Two or three. So they want to, like, follow up, as one would, to be like, is she okay? You know, how are her levels? Are her kidneys okay? Like, is she tolerating the medicine? Does she need more? Does she need less? Like, I mean, I obviously have to do that.
No, you don't.
I'm like, what is the over-under?
If the goal is death, you don't like, keep the goal. Going in.
Well, look, she's still eating. She's still, like, schlepping her little body up and down the stairs.
Yeah, let her be. Enough with the vet visits. What, are you trying to prolong her life?
No, I just, like, feel like I have to. She's still eating. She's not, like... I don't know. I asked the guy, the doctor, the vet,
yeah.
Like what we, you know, time frame we could expect to see, because obviously she's old and it's heart disease. We're not fixing the problem. We're just, you know, keeping the symptoms at bay. And he's like 9 to 12 months. I'm like, okay, well, it's been like 3. So can we go down to like 6?
You're like, can you give me a time frame?
Well, he was like, and I'm not saying that she couldn't live longer than that. I'm like, please, please tell me she can't.
Is there anything we could do to give us a tighter time
frame?
Then
she coughs at night, but it's not, not hyperventilating. So she coughs at night because of the heart thing, because more fluid accumulates
at
night. And then he's like, well, you can give her hydrocodone at night, like selfishly, so you don't hear her coughing. And I'm like, so now I'm fucking drugging my dog?
That's a good idea.
I know. It was sweet of him to even suggest it. I was like, that's so nice of you. Thank you. It really is so hard. Because I wake up and then I like feel like I'm listening to her die. And I'm like, this is relaxing. I'm calm.
Well, you're doing all the wrong things.
I've just been in a state of panic the last like 10 days. Full panic.
Just let her be.
Panic attack every day.
But let her be and get some hydrocodone. Codeine, whatever.
Should I just give her the bottle tonight 100%. And be like, good night?
Hush, little baby.
Kevorky in her. Oh, my God. Wait. So do you remember, I think it was, I don't know, a few months ago. It was weird that I was thinking about this yesterday, randomly. Do you remember Snoop Dogg was like, I'm giving up smoke?
Yeah.
He announced it?
Yeah.
Like he's not going to smoke weed anymore?
Yeah, he didn't. It was like a play. It wasn't.
I know, but I didn't know that until I just read this article today.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
It was so literally only 24 hours.
I was like, it's crazy because Snoop Dogg like doesn't smoke weed anymore. You know, everyone has to like outgrow, you know, like something and whatever they think they can do forever. And it was like to sell smokeless fire pits.
Oh, yeah.
Or smokeless barbecues or something. And they're like, despite the publicity stunt, sales have not... you know, increased at all with his little, it was like to get attention, to get people to buy these, what are they? What was it? Like a fire pit? Or I was just reading the article today. I was like, wait, he didn't stop smoking weed?
How did you miss that one?
Why didn't you tell me about it? I leave these things to you. Wait, what was it?
What a sweet little angel baby, Snoop Dogg.
A solo stove fixed fire. They took out the smoke.
Someone told me last night people are getting rid of gas stoves now.
And doing induction?
I have no fucking clue.
Why? Oh. Why?
I don't know, but you know what? I haven't opened this package and I brought it so we could look at it together.
But wait, what do you mean? Why no gas?
I don't know.
So when you tell me stuff like this, I need you to
research. Oh, I don't know. I thought you would have the answer. That's why I brought it up.
It might just be...
Everyone's doing electric stoves now.
Maybe for performance, because the induction, they're not like typical old school electric where they're coil.
You know? I knew you'd have the answer.
It only gets hot when there's a pan on it.
See?
It's not hot to your finger. Yeah. But I don't know. Gas is still gas.
Touch the pan, the pan's hot.
Well, yes. But the problem with old electric stoves is that if there was nothing on there and like, you know, it would take a long time to cool down, you accidentally touch it, you burn your little thingy.
Little thingy. Oh, my God. Do you know who's in town this week?
Who?
In L.A.?
Vicky?
Yeah.
I know.
Have her on.
I know because you ghosted her. Yes. Can she please come on?
Yeah, let me say.
When? Birthday. She's my birthday twin.
She is.
What is this bag?
This is my friend. This is my friend's company. She's going to come on the podcast when they're launching something in L.A. It's called Stylist. Her name's Joanne King.
From college?
Yeah. She used to be the online editor for Harper's Bazaar, I think, and another magazine. She jumped around a bunch of publications in New York, I feel. And then she went and launched this.
Where does she live?
It's a swimsuit line. New York, I think?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is this called?
Remember my...
What is the... What is the
Stylist.
That's the name of the brand? Oh.
So remember my rainbow cover-up I always wear?
Yes.
I just bought it in blue.
I'm dead. Are you getting a discount?
Yeah.
Yeah, of
course.
Looks
big, though. This one looks big.
Okay. Yeah. Are there suits that go with it?
Yeah. So, okay. I don't know about the one I just bought.
Okay.
It's very colorful.
Okay.
I think I'm going to exchange it for black, but I really want to try their long-sleeved suit.
Oh, I mean, it's good to protect your skin from the sun exposure. My sister usually wears the long-sleeve suit.
This one's very bright, though. I think I bought too big of a size. I think I bought way too big of a size.
Let me see.
I think I bought...
I could get in there with you. Should we both put it on? Wait, and why are there puff sleeves?
Oh, that's the cuteness of it.
No, you can't have a puff sleeve
suit. You can. Watch me. If it's black, I can. I think I need to size down. I've got
what
like
size
six
is
inches.
That?
A large.
Oh, you are not a large.
What am I?
like a small.
Fabric made in France. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, what's your plan with this? Okay, there's a lot of color shit happening.
I'm going to do a black one, but I think I'm going to size down.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me see.
I want the black because you know what she does, how she styles it? You wear a string bikini underneath, and then you unzipper it a little.
Ooh, so it's like, I'm just a little dolphin trainer. A sexy little dolphin
trainer.
Put
the fin in my mouth. Come kiss me, dolphin boy.
Put the what in my mouth?
The fin in my mouth.
You dropped your tie to your cover-up.
We always joke when we were little. Well, I mean, I was the only little one. Bert and Annie were old. We'd go feed dolphins.
Yeah.
And we all had open bites. So, like, when we were in the Bahamas feeding dolphins.
What do you mean open bites? Okay. Yeah.
So, everyone would put the fish tail in their mouth and hold it.
Right.
And all of us couldn't hold the fish tail, so we had to, like, deep throat the fish tail and, like, hold it
Are
in our molars.
Are you kidding me? You'd put a fish tail in your mouth?
So gross.
To feed to a dolphin?
It was common, yeah.
Common practice.
But it was so gross because we all had, like, the whole fish in our mouth. Like, we had, like, the body of the fish on our tongue because our molars were the only teeth that met. So we were all, like, so sick to our stomachs afterwards.
I can't believe you would ever do that. You're, like, so afraid of, like, raw
fish. We were all just like.
You don't even like raw fish, do you?
No. And there
was,
like,
why?
Scales on my tongue.
Is that why?
Yes. And it was like bait fish. So fucking gross.
There's just like the little head sticking out because the whole body's
it's like,
in your mouth.
And it's like, here you go. This is what you can feed Fin. And
oh
you're
my
like,
God. Like, did you ever go to SeaWorld and do the, like you fed them the raw fish and they would come up and take it out of your hand?
Shamu?
No, the dolphin like pool. I don't think I don't think SeaWorld does anything they used to do. I don't think they do anything that I remember them doing. Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they could release the orcas. The orcas can't survive anymore, can
I don't
they?
Think so. But you remember they used to put a kid on top of the orca? I have pictures of
How
me sitting on top of the orca.
It's so fucked
Seriously,
up.
It was on like the Baja that shelf, is... and I'm like, hello! Insurance, and like insurance
Ew.
Reasons. Like, I mean, they're like, it means too many trainers have been pinned at the bottom of the tank.
And that's a deep tank.
Doesn't matter if it's like 4 foot. If they're pinned, they're dead.
I watched that documentary. What was it called?
Blackfish?
Holy shit, how'd you know that right off the top of your head?
I'm smart.
We get it.
And
You're
really
smart.
And really funny like you.
Don't be jealous.
I am a tad.
Oh my God. So what else was I gonna tell you was I talked to the nutritionist today.
Oh.
She was super cool.
Like as a consult?
Yeah.
Or just like friendly
For my
hello.
Body.
A friendly
no.
hello. What did she say?
She is so funny. Well, I had a really bad food day today because I woke up hungover.
What'd you eat?
Well, she asked me that. I was like, you know, I eat like shit. I was like, I have a really healthy relationship with food. She's like, but you just told me you eat like shit. I was like, yeah. No, meaning like I don't deprive myself of anything.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But everything I told her I ate in a typical day, she's like, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Like she was so accepting and I was like, how are you like this? She's like, I'm not going to shame you. Like, it's what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. And she's like, walk me through your day. What have you eaten today?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, She's like, tell me. I was like, well, I woke up and had 4 strawberry Pop-Tarts. She was like, okay. Okay. I was like, pineapple cottage cheese. That's so
I
far, but
up.
It's only 9 a.m.
I might throw
and
up.
And 2 coffees.
Okay.
So we talked about eating kids' food and the guidelines of what my plan is for the next 2 weeks.
What is your plan?
I'm going to be eating protein.
Are you, like, hiring her?
Yeah.
So what is she going to be doing for you for the next 2 weeks?
Guiding me, being my food shaman.
Like, how will you do that in advance?
I think I have to cook.
Okay. But what is she sending recommendations? Are you...
We went through.
By
she's
her
like,
before are you planning every meal. See, that's what always gets so tricky.
No, so she starts. She was like, "This is going to be a process." She was like, compared it to when I started working out with Nomi. She's like, "Could you imagine doing the workout you're doing now, the first day you started?" I was like, "No." She's like, "You'd be broken. You'd probably give up." She's like, "That's how, like, changing your food and eating habits
that dramatically."
That she's like, you know. So she went through like what I ate. Then she started with protein. Then went to fruits and veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to carbs,
mm-hmm.
and then water, and then alcohol. And we just went through step by step.
What was the alcohol portion?
She was like, what do you drink? I was like, I drink a vodka Topo Chico with lime every night.
Yeah.
She's like, great. I was like, great. Keep it?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I was like, okay. She's like, it's baby steps. Maybe in a few weeks we can adjust, but just keep that. And water, she's like, how much water are you drinking? I was like, ugh, not good. I was like, some days I go from coffee to vodka.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing in between.
Really?
Maybe brush my teeth and I get a little water there, but like, I'm like a cat most days. So I'm like, get away from me.
Water from the toothbrush. Okay.
And she was like, do you like Topo Chico or LaCroix? I was like, yeah. She's like, just drink two of those a day. For the next 2 weeks, minimum. Just drink two of those. If you drink more, I was like, well, that's lame. She's like, you're not drinking anything now. Just...
She's mostly drink, if I'm not drinking from the Stanley Cup for a workout or like with the sauna or something.
If I work out, I drink water.
I then want, like, usually Topo Chico. LaCroix, is that what you call it? Is that what you have?
What do you call it?
Did you just say that? Yeah. That doesn't do it for me. I don't like those.
I mean, some of them are pretty nasty.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she was like, just start with that. So she's like, you're going to have more energy if you start incorporating more vegetables. She's like, have a Pop-Tart. Pair it with protein. I was like, ugh. I don't really want a chicken leg and a Pop-Tart.
Tuna on top.
And then she was like, I was like, you know, I think my problem, we talked about carbs. And I was like, I think my problem is I eat my kids' food. She's like, oh. She's like, if you make something and they don't eat it,
That is so hard. For me, because my kids are a little bit older than yours, it's gotten way better. Because it's not as many, like, you know, like, kid, like, it's not as much of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not as frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with a three-year-old, you're constantly...
There's snacks all over the house.
And they're hungry. Like, yeah. Yeah. And it's...
And we have a pantry that you can walk into and just contemplate, like, your next move.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's all arm level.
Remember when we ate those pistachios that Mike bought that, like, stained our hands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she was like... Do you make stuff for them? I was like, usually, like, I go, the carbs I eat are actually, it's weird. It's like the kids' food. Like, I'll make Ted a peanut butter and jelly, and it's like on fresh bread, and it's just fucking no crust. And then she's like, and he doesn't eat it. And I was like,
and
yeah.
You're like, this is a perfectly good peanut butter and jelly.
Do you feel inclined to, like,
mm-hmm,
eat it?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah. She's like, your body's not a trash can. Like, you can throw it out or put it in the fridge.
But it's, yeah, I know. I mean,
and I was like, that resonates so much.
Same.
She's like, your body's not a trash can.
No, but same. I'm like, this is a perfectly beautiful chicken tender that would taste delicious in my mouth right now.
She's like, if you want to eat it and you're hungry,
mm-hmm,
eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But do not eat it because you feel like you're wasting it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a really good... She's like, I tell that to a lot of parents. Like, your body's not a trash can.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to consume it.
My dog's bodies are trash cans. I feed them everything. Although, I mean, not everything, but because I don't need them to have, like, be
diarrhea
going out all the time.
All over the
place. Yeah. But no, but I give them, it feels good to have everything being
gone. And
yes.
Yeah, I know. I know if I put a sandwich in the fridge, it's going there to die.
Totally. But that's why the takeout has gotten.
I can't do takeout anymore.
It gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like I eat more than I would have just because the quantities are bigger. And then you're putting it. And then I feel like someone needs to eat the leftovers.
I'm like, ugh, we have 3 pounds of lo mein in here.
Lo mein. Okay.
Better get started.
It's a lo mein party, everyone. Lo mein. I know.
So, yeah, so that's, she was like, start there. Just start there. 3 to 5 portions of protein a day,
uh-huh,
size of your fist.
Uh-huh.
You know, 3 to 5. And make sure it's something you like to eat. And then if you can incorporate any fruits, any vegetables, have at it. I was like, how much? She's like, I don't care. As much as you can eat.
Why? Do you not incorporate fruits and vegetables?
No.
Ever?
Mm-mm. I have a very brown diet.
Brown?
Yeah. Meats and breads.
Brown? Never heard that. Did she say that?
Yeah, like your plate's beige.
What about cheese?
Sure, it's in the brown family.
Yeah.
Like dairies, breads, meats.
Yeah.
There's no color to my plate.
I like dairy. Dairy has a bad rap, like, I feel like, from a lot of people. But I
love dairy.
Love dairy. I like yogurt.
Yeah.
I like cottage cheese.
It's awesome.
I feel like there's a lot of great dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to make sure
cottage cheese is the best.
The best. I've been getting that protein one. I'll send you a picture when I get home. I think it just has a little bit more protein than your standard. Like, there's already protein in cottage cheese, but it's high protein cottage cheese.
Oh, love cottage
cheese.
I feel
like you have it at home.
Oh, my God. Have you put cottage cheese in scrambled eggs?
No.
So motherfucking good.
Really?
Oh, my Lord.
Really?
It melts like cheese. Mm. It is melts? Delicious. Yeah. It melts.
No, it doesn't.
I swear. You're going to lose your mind.
Fascinating.
With a little chives.
Did I tell you I sent Mike a picture of that ring that you had? Did he tell you?
Mm-mm.
The Eternity Band one?
No.
It was like, Cuddy wants this.
No, do not buy me that. Do not let
He's
him buy
not going
it.
To.
Okay, good.
No.
It's like, please don't.
He's like, okay, cool. I'll just sell the house I just bought. I was like, ugh. Great.
They
great
started
idea.
Last week.
Oh, yeah. They started demoing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He was funny. He was like, I'll just sell the house. I'm like, it's not that expensive, weirdo.
Weirdo? Okay. I love that he's going to dinner with us.
The girls?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Isn't it couples?
What?
Isn't it couples? No.
No.
It's all girls?
It's all girls and Mike.
Oh. I thought Daron was invited too.
Daron can come.
Oh, funny. Where is he tonight?
Seattle.
Oh. Did he go last night to your party?
Oh. He had to leave. His flight was at 7 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Ted got a flu shot on Friday. Skyrocketed the fever.
Oh, yeah. I sent him this. I was like, how do you want this ring? Oh, he had strep, right?
No.
Oh.
Just a bad reaction to the flu shot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This flu shot, like I told you, remember? My arm was sore for
Ted, it took
weeks.
Him out. It took him out.
Really?
He got it Friday morning. And Cohen was like, I strongly suggest the flu shot. Like, COVID shot, tell me if you want it or not, but the flu shot.
Same.
And so.
Same. We didn't do.
COVID?
No.
No.
The booster? No.
Did the kids get their flu shot?
Yeah.
And they were fine?
Yeah.
So crazy. Ted.
It weirdly feels stronger than normal.
I haven't gotten one.
Oh. Do you normally get them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get them too. But I don't remember having any.
Ted had 105 fever the next day.
You definitely think that was what it was?
It had to have been.
Yeah. And then what? One day, that's it?
Yeah. Well, like that night, he got it Friday morning that night. They're like, Ted's really tired and he has a flu. He's got a fever. And he was like burning up and he was just tired. And then he woke up and he was just like. But then you'd give him Advil and he'd like bounce off the couch 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night he was just like on fire and it was 105. I was like.
Then the next morning, fine.
Gone.
Yeah.
Totally gone the next morning. I don't know.
Fascinating.
I don't even know if Lola got one, actually, now that I think about it. Huh. I think she did.
Who knows? Like, told one of Luca's friends off yesterday that
you
was
did?
Over. Yes. I had, like, 6 or 7 kids over because they had a basketball coach over. It's, so, like, warms my heart to see them all using the court that was, like.
Oh, is it done?
I mean, the court is done. The basketball court that we built, but the deck and the it's not all finished by any means, but that the court part is finished, and it's just like so nice to see it being used after just the money and the time and the frustration and the you know just the mess and like the, all the emotions of these people, like the contractors. It's like you really have to do so much coddling, at least in my experience. And they've been using it a lot. And so yesterday we had a coach over. It was because it was a holiday. And the bunch of boys came over, a bunch of his friends. And I think he was just tired. But they were like, when there's 3 of them, there was like a few of Ezzy's friends, a few of his friends. But there when there's the 3 dynamic can be tricky, I think, with friends. Like it's like 2 of them are his best friends, but then they'll like kind of gang up, tease him.
Yeah.
And then he gets really offended and this whole thing. And so like and then
there's always an odd man out.
No,
with Ray.
And you know, I think there's a certain amount of like, you know, smack talking that happens between girls and boys, I'm sure, you know. They tease each other. They don't really know what they're saying and they don't really mean, you know.
Yeah.
And I just overheard a few things and I was just like, "Yo, listen up." You know, I was like, "Do you want me to come for you? Do you want me to like start teasing you?" To one of the boys, and he was like, no, thanks. And I was like, okay. But then it just kept happening. There was like a bunch of different things that happened. One of Luca's friends, it happens.
Were
to,
they teasing Luca?
Yes. Yes, but I'm sure Luca dished a little bit. I didn't really hear that.
Yeah.
And then Luca came up and was like, closed his door. He's like, I don't even want to hang out with them. So then I'm like, have these other kids out there, you know, then I'm like calling their parents, like, come get your kids. Like, you know, like, they're not getting along. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah. So did they?
They did, but one of his best friends happens to be, like, the skinniest, you know. He's tall, but he's, like, very, very thin. And he'll probably always be thin.
Yeah.
He's just, like, genetically very thin. And I think he gets made fun of a little bit for being just having that build and like everything's big on him and his, you know, his bones are sticking out and whatever. And
his bones are sticking
out. But he's
out.
Like, you know, like when, you know, when kids are growing. Yeah. And it, I don't think he'll be like that. But, you know, it's like you can, where the knee bone is bigger than the thigh, you know?
It's like Ted's legs.
And yeah, and they're healthy and they're athletic and they're, and you know, and Luca is like really, a, like he's like an ox. Luca's like solid and like thick and strong and tall too and whatever. And so, you know, then they nag Luca about being, you know, about being bigger. And then he, the other kid gets, like, they do that to Luca. And I'm like, Luca, you look great. Like, stop, you know? Yeah. You're never going to, you know, he probably is insecure, but whatever.
Yeah.
But so over the years, there's been, like, a few comments, different comments made by mostly this one kid who's, like, his best friend about just, like, shaming, like, around, like, kind of shaming, size shaming and food shaming. And it might come from a place from him of also being insecure about his own, you know, body, being on the other side of that spectrum. You know, it's not like Luca's on this end of that spectrum. And I always struggle with like how much of it I should get involved with, especially now that they're 12. But you know, Luca was upset yesterday, and then the little boy was leaving, and he was standing at the front door, and like, you know, because he kind of like had his head down because he knew I was unhappy, because I was like yelling at the court to them. I'm like, you guys got to like be nicer to each other. You have to support each other. Stop being so judgmental. And they're all like, what the hell? Because most of these moms like they either don't hear it. It's not on their radar. They're not saying anything. And I'm like, I've known these kids long enough. They're old enough. That yes, I will call the mom and let her know. But like, I don't need to call the mom and hopefully, you know, she's going to, I'm like, he's standing right here. I'm going to tell him what I think, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, look, Luca's sensitive. He cares what you think. Don't judge other people's bodies or looks, whether you're tall, short, big, small, long hair, short hair. Don't, you know, support each other, lift each other up. You know, I said, if I heard anyone talking about you, your body, I would come for them. And he started laughing, the little boy, because he was like, you would? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want you guys to be judgmental of each other.
Yeah.
And I was sort of a game time decision because I wasn't planning on talking to someone else's kid. And I wasn't, you know, scolding him. I was just kind of saying, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And I felt like it really resonated with him. So I don't know. I called the mom after and, you know, told her, you know, some of these things are being said. Luca's not innocent, I'm sure. You know, they all dish. And it depends on the day of how tired they are, how many hormones are pumping through their body at that moment, how, you know, how they react to it. But yeah, I was like, I just told him. So she's like, well, what do you want me to do? And I was like, you know, should I, you know, reprimand him? Like, whatever you want to do, I don't think there's anything to do because I've said my piece. And I think he, like, understood.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is these kids can be so, like, mean to each other.
Yeah.
Even the ones that are love each other and are so close. And it's, as a mom, it's really hard to kind of know where to draw the line and where, you know, your kid has to advocate for themselves, obviously. But like, where do you know, like, I will like Duran thinks I'm so funny because I'm just like, I'm not having it.
What does Duran think about it? You obviously told him.
He's like, I love you. Because I think he stands behind like my way of parenting, but I'm really kind of making it up as I go. Like, this isn't like, you know, I wasn't like, this is how I'm going to deal with this if this happens, you know?
I mean, what were you saying when he was leaving? He had his head down.
You could tell, like, he knew I was unhappy with him.
Yeah.
The other little boy, who is another one of Luca's best friends, like, just left and didn't say goodbye to Luca or me. Like, your mom's here, and he just left.
So you're like, bye. I don't know. I would say something.
And the other little boy went into Luca's room and said, bye, Luca, you know. And so I actually gave him a few more points than the other kid for that. And Luca was being super sensitive and tired. But if your friend's upset, go in and talk to your friend. Like, you know, whether he's misinterpreting your comments, whatever, you know. And so then, like, the little boy, because he knew I was, like, kind of unhappy. And I was like, you guys gotta support each other and be positive and kind and helpful. You love each other. He cares what you think. He's sensitive to what you're saying. You guys are teasing him. Like, come on, you know? And I made it a point to be like, look, if anyone said anything about you, I'm not going to be cool with it either.
Yeah.
Goes both ways. So I don't know. I felt really good about it, but it was like definitely a bold move on my part to kind of like, you know, confront someone else's kid.
I hope you do that with Ted.
I just don't think a lot of parents are listening either. No. And then my girlfriend, who I spoke to, this is the last thing, we can change topics, but she said, well, none of my kids tell me anything, you know, because we've always made a point to be like, don't tattletale, you know, snitches get stitches kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, some of that is good to like a degree. You don't want to be like the squealer, like the meh about every little thing. But you also want your kids to share with you what's going on. Yeah. You don't want it to, you know.
You want to know.
She goes, well, they don't tell me anything. And I said, well, Luca tells me everything. And I'm so grateful for it. But I said, and I promote it for sure. I said, Ezra tells me less. So I think it comes down to, it's a coefficient of A, my parenting style, and B, like the kid's personality. You know what I mean? Like Ezra's a little more closed off about it and isn't sharing as many things with me, you know? And they may or may not be issues to him. It's just that Luca's really sharing so much with me. And I like that. I don't think every kid has to do that. Yeah. But so she was like, well, how do I get them to share more? I'm like, I think you just need to make it a point that you want to know. And it's not that they're being babies about coming to you about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was you or someone else told me. Like, it's so important with your kids to be like, maybe it was on Instagram. It was like, if your kid's in trouble, you don't want them to be like, don't tell my mom. You want them to be like, please call my mom.
Yeah. We were talking about this on one episode.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's how my parents were.
Yeah.
They're like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Just come to me.
Yeah.
No questions
asked. You don't
asked.
Realize they, you know, Luca, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, whatever, they're growing up so fast. They're very mature. They have so much information at their fingertips. But they really need to be reminded of how to behave, even if they're great kids. Mm-hmm. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't understand.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, they don't understand the weight of what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's a constant reminder. And it's hard without being like eavesdropping and trying to be listening in on everything, because I don't want that either.
No.
But it's like, check yourself. Check yourself.
There's certain times you can get involved and certain times where you know to stand down.
Yeah.
And I think anyone with good instincts knows that.
Yeah. I think when I'm privy to the information or when I hear something that doesn't sit right.
Yeah.
Then I got to like jump in. For better or for worse. I don't know. I'm making it up as I go.
Well, yeah. Ted's been working out and stuff. Stop. And I'm like, ugh. So
Dom
my stomach
was,
looks
Dom was
looks
Googling
weird.
Six-year-olds with six-packs. Has Ted ever done this?
No. God, no. And I hope he never does.
Yeah, have you done it?
Yes.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, it was someone I follow on Instagram. Her kids all had six-packs, and they thought she photoshopped it. And she was like, no, my kids just
No,
have-
but like bodybuilding like six
oh,
or
yeah,
seven.
Oh, yeah. It's so creepy.
It's so creepy. I feel like that has to like stunt your growth or something.
I see Ted like lifting weights, and I'm like, please don't.
How heavy?
I don't know. He can pick up a kettlebell.
He shouldn't be.
No.
Yeah. Did you tell him not to?
I mean, Mike puts it like a resistance band. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's fine. Mm. He loves working out with Mike, though. I'm like, oh, it's their bonding moment. And he sleeps with a bat across his chest. We got to kill that
he
habit.
He is a funny little dude.
He's a weird little dude. He crushes so hard on you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. He's like, stop it.
What if we hook up later? Like,
oh, God.
You'll what be if like, I'm his first kiss?
You were. You were the first.
I'm his first kiss?
You were the first non-blood person to kiss him on the lips.
Without his consent, though.
Remember that when he was little? He'd be like.
Yeah, and now he wants nothing to do with me. Nothing.
He'll turn around.
So did they start demo on your house?
Yeah.
Have you been there? Have you seen?
I'm going to go after this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it. They're tearing it out.
Feels good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like no turning back.
Yeah.
And the That's pergola's
exciting.
Gone. I'm like, yeah.
The pergola? Where was that?
By the master bedroom.
Oh, outside.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that shade? Was it like coming down?
Mm-mm.
You shouldn't like it.
I mean, it was just like, we're just going to do clean doors.
What do you mean? I'm confused. Clean doors where?
Coming out of the bedroom.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was thinking off the kitchen with your bath, the master bath.
No, yeah. No. When you go out the bedroom,
yes,
it'll
yes,
be
yes.
like a fireplace
and then
two doors.
And then open to the backyard.
And then it'll be like a landing right there where you can put like chairs because the fireplace in the
kind of like a
bedroom
patio,
is going to be indoor-outdoor.
Oh, cool.
So you can see it both
Do
ways.
You want one of Snoop Dogg's? Snoop Dogg.
Smokeless? I would.
Snoop Dogg.
I can't wait to
Dogg.
Bring your kids back. Ezzie and Luca.
They like, loved
just
it.
Feel alive.
Will you do the pool now too?
Yeah.
In this phase, mm-hmm. when everything's kind of getting tore up.
Everything's being done.
Do you have a
now.
Pool guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's gonna be rad. Are you gonna do a sauna? Or are you just taking the one you have? Oh no,
because no,
that
that's
one's Bert's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mike is. Yeah.
Saunas are a must-have.
We're trying to figure out how to keep the turtle safe.
Outdoor
though.
Sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Why? What's wrong with this?
I don't think turtles can swim. That seemed weird. Wouldn't you think a turtle could swim?
They can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you Googled it? I don't think they can.
Yeah.
In a pool, though?
Yeah.
Ew, that's kind of gross.
Well, I don't think he's going to do it on purpose. I think if he falls in, he's going to, like, float. I'll tell you right now.
You need to pop your shoulder down. It looks like you have a growth.
Here?
Other side.
Oh, I have a growth. Yeah.
They can swim?
Yes. Their feet are like paddles. They are streamlined, and they can make themselves naturally buoyant. Ugh. Although some turtles enjoy swimming, others may not need as much exposure to water. They love it.
They love it. That's all I need is a turtle living in our
Doesn't
pool.
This one look like it's flipping you off?
It's like, oh, well, Samantha, that's a sea tortoise.
Just a normal turtle. All turtle.
Oh, okay.
Weirdo.
You weirdo,
How old is that thing?
65.
What's his name again?
Albin.
Is it Al B or Albin?
Albin. A-L-B-E-A-N. Well, the best
strange.
Was that when we met the siblings at the house, the brother's like, how do you spell Albin? And his sister's like, I've never had to spell his name out for anyone.
Don't you think they would want to take the turtle with them?
They wanted to, but a wildlife person was like, if you displace him at this age, since he's lived at the house 40 years, they're like, he'll likely.
So they literally got him when they were kids?
Mm-hmm. They wanted to take him, but
and they're leaving him with you guys, you freaks.
I know.
What? Display? Why? Because he would be disoriented.
Yeah, they're like he'd likely die. That's a lot of that. Apparently, that's common for like a lot of animals.
What about Bianca?
Can be enough with the checkups.
I can't. I know
$1,000 blood work. Like, come on.
Well, ultrasound. I mean, exam.
Exactly. Just let her go in peace.
I said to Duran, I'm like, this is it. Like, this is it.
Yeah. Like, what did Duran say?
He's like, why'd you even do today?
Exactly.
Because I had to at least after the start of all of these treatments, I felt it was
fine. Done.
Right.
We're done.
I felt like I needed to do that. And now I've got all the medicines and I can just continue on the path and just see how she does until she doesn't.
You've got
anymore.
All the medicines.
We're going to add one more. I'm like, oh, so now I have 5 twice a day? Wonderful.
What happens if you just stop giving her the medicine?
She would suffer. Like, I don't want her to suffer. What happens is she then starts to breathe really heavy. Like, I'd rather give her the medicines and, like, let her then
go on around
or something. I've seen her like hypoxic like that with the heavy breathing, and it looks really horrifying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We can keep her alive for a few more months.
All right. Tell me when it's time, Kevorkian. I'm ready for you.
I know. All right.
It's really hard to